When it comes to books about music, one of the best of the year, according to some critics, is a biography of Ernie Cato by Ben Sandmel. Cato was known as the R&B Emperor of New Orleans. He pierced the national consciousness in 1961 with his chart-topping hit, Mother-in-Law. His life was a wild ride of ups and downs, as Karen Michelle discovered when she visited New Orleans.
Even in a city known for its eccentrics, Ernie Cato was in another dimension. He always knew and said loudly that he was special. And for one week in his life, he was on top of the charts with Mother-in-Law.
Mother-in-Law.
His real name was Ernest Cador, but the story goes people kept screwing it up, so he turned it into Cato. He sometimes claimed he wrote Mother-in-Law, and he claimed a lot of things, but Alan Toussaint composed and produced the song, and after a few unsatisfactory takes, threw it away.
I just balled it up and put it in the trash can like I did with many efforts back then. But one of the backup singers, Willie Harper, he thought it was just a delightful song, and he took it out of the trash can when I took a short break and went over to Cato and said, look, try this again, man, and just calm down and please give it a try again because it's a good song. And Cato did just that, and I'm so glad he did.
Satan should be her name.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. To me, they're about the same.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
The song was dismissed as a danceable novelty, but Ernie Cato's biographer, Ben Sandmel, said it was deeper than that, angry and smoldering.
In 1961, to say that your mother-in-law was sent from down below was kind of pushing the standards, I guess, of what was considered to be acceptable. And in a time of meaningless bubblegum lyrics, this one had an edge to it, and it was real.
It was one of four songs that Toussaint and Cato recorded in 1 3-hour session.
I kind of thought Hello, My Lover was the better song.
Hello, my lover, wherever you are. Lover, wherever you are. I've been a fool, my dear, a fool by far.
Lover, you are.
But I've grown up in my mind. I played a game of love and lost.
Certainly had a good time together, and I wrote so much for him, and I was highly inspired, especially after he got it going, because he was heavily on promoting himself. He would get out there. He didn't watch the grass grow. He was all over the place. So he did what he could with whatever he had to work with.
Toussaint went into the Army, and Cato continued recording without much success. The two got back together in the early 1970s, but none of the songs they produced became a hit outside of New Orleans. In New Orleans, many of Cato's tunes have become standards. Guitarist Ernie Vincent has played them in his own band and others and got to know Cato in the 1970s.
He was strictly positive about himself, about his self-ability, and he was bad. He always said, I'm cocky, but I'm good. And believe me, he was good.
But Cato had some tough times. The British Invasion's version of R&B became more popular than homegrown music, and by the mid-1970s, Cato had pretty much dropped out. He drank a lot, and people remember seeing the once dapper musician living on the streets. But he made a comeback in the 1980s on New Orleans station WWOZ.
There ain't nobody know nothing about no WWOZ radio station before I come on here. But I'm here today. I'm here today.
David Friedman is now the station's general manager.
You never knew what the next thing was going to be out of this guy's mouth. It was like he was in a trance state. And when he would trance out, it was like he was a genius at putting things together. It was kind of like you had to kind of enter into it. And then as you began to like enter into that crazy universe, you began to like, you know, you just kind of surrender to it. But it all made sense. And then you were in deep trouble.
I'm so good, I got to paint myself in the morning, see if I'm still alive. Born Cato, born.
Cato's run on the radio ended in the late 1980s. Cassette tapes of his shows were collected and played around the world. And in the early 1990s, Cato's life took another turn when an old friend, Antoinette Dorsey Fox, took him in. They got married. She created a new look for her husband, replete with capes, shiny suits, and feathered hats. And she opened the Mother-in-Law Lounge, where once again Ernie Cato performed. One of his backup singers was Eva Perry.
I forget how many people it hold, but it used to be wall to wall. It was packed nicely. He had people coming from everywhere to hear him since he was back his second time around.
Ernie Cato died in 2001 at the age of 65, but he didn't exactly leave. His wife commissioned a likeness fashioned from a department store mannequin that she installed in the lounge.
Everywhere she go, we had to help her push this mannequin in a wheelchair, you know. I mean, everywhere, you know. I mean, she did shows with the mannequin, and everybody wants to take a picture with Ernie, you know, his mannequin. Everybody. We all took pictures with him.
The Mother-in-Law Lounge still stands, and there are rumors it will reopen, but without the statue. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
Bun, Cato, bun. I want all the Naga highs to call me up. Let me wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. And from all of us at Weekend Edition, happy holidays.